Welcome back to Farm Talk in the North Dakota Corn Growers Studio. Let's check in with Craig Zimprick. Craig is the NDSCS Agriculture Chair, and he is in charge of the Agriculture Land Lab. The Kozol family donated some land so that the college could create a land lab. Craig, can you give us some of the history behind this?
Well, we're about a year into it. About a year ago, the Kozol family had an opportunity for us and gave us the lease of about 95 acres of land just on the west side of town for us to use for agriculture teaching and learning and demonstration and some of those sort of things.
Mm-hmm. So what crop was planted on it then this year?
So we split it up into three areas, I guess. We've got some wheat land that we've harvested now. We had about 30 acres of wheat. We've got about 45 acres of corn, mm-hmm. and then just a real small plot of demonstration beans out there.
So you must have some partnerships with some businesses to be able to make the whole process possible, the planting, harvesting, all of that.
Yeah, I think the fun thing about this is, for as close-knit as and active as the ag community is, we've had a lot of partners step up. RDO is one of our big partners, and really we wouldn't be able to do this without them. They've provided a lot of equipment, help, and agronomic knowledge just to help us do what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Farmers Union of Southern Valley has really stepped up and helped us out, providing a lot of the inputs to plant and some of those sort of things. Peterson Farm Seeds has been big. Gerger Seeds.
Mm-hmm. Terry Gerger?
Yeah, Terry okay. Gerger. All of these, Soil Conservation District has stepped in and helped us with some stuff, Agassiz Seed. So that list is, mm-hmm. is long, it's big, and certainly the students are benefiting from all those people stepping in with knowledge, with asset, you know, mm-hmm. with helping us out, do things.
Their expertise.
Yeah. I mean, we almost took our teaching, our faculty from three people to about 50 with
oh,
all
wow.
the, you know, with
sure.
all those people that want to lend a hand and some
sure.
of those sort of things. So it's pretty cool, and it seems like it's only building.
Mm-hmm. So what are the students like best about it?
Well, I think getting out of the classroom, mm-hmm. Especially in our soils area right now, it just lends itself to being a really good time to work on some soil stuff. As we start looking towards next year, we put a soil pit out there. And so they've been out there. Our precision ag students have been out there collecting data. And so this winter, we're going to be able to take a lot of that information that we've gathered now and bring it into the classroom
and apply it.
And apply it so that we can make plans for next year. So it just, everything keeps building mm-hmm. off of what we've already done.
So what is the student's favorite part?
Well, I think I just.
The class, getting out of the classroom,
yeah,
the hands-on.
Yeah, being able to tangibly feel and look at what we're trying mm-hmm. to talk about and getting involved in it.
So what were the results of the wheat harvest then?
So we averaged about 51 bushels, which I think is pretty average mm-hmm. for this year around here. So we're pretty happy with that. And
sure. The kids get to run any of the equipment?
To this point, we haven't. Just our students leave early in the spring.
Sure.
And so then the wheat, perhaps on some of this corn harvest, mm-hmm. When RDO comes over, we're hoping to do some combine demonstrations and setting work and
sure.
some of those sort of things.
Give them some hands-on
yep.
stuff. All right. So what are some future plans then for next year?
Well, we've planted part of our wheat ground into cover crops, and that's going to be an ongoing thing. One of the things that having the land has allowed us to do is join a consortium, a Midwest consortium mm-hmm. of ag colleges with a farm as part of their program. And so as part of that, we're doing a demonstration research trial on that land where we're going to have a cover crop no-till right next to a conventional.
Sure.
And so students are going to be able to see that over time develop. Obviously, it's the first year. There's not going to be a lot of differences this mm-hmm. year. But over time, that's going to come into play and I think be real interesting for not only our students, but for the community
right.
to be able to look and see and
a good comparison.
Yeah, yeah, right there that we'll have our farm management will be keeping records as mm-hmm. far as profitability and
sure.
input costs and what we're getting.
So tell us about this consortium that you're a part of.
So there's 9 colleges and
really
throughout the Midwest, and we'll actually be going down for a meeting at the end of the month, beginning of October. We're going to Illinois, and one of the big things that this consortium is doing is trying to help us find money so that we can enhance these projects, mm-hmm. that we could do them. And one of the first grants that we've gotten is allowing us to do some SARE. It's a sustainable agriculture grant that's going to provide some funds to help us do field days out
mm-hmm.
there. So that'll be open to the community to
sure.
show some of these practices that we're doing. It's also helping to develop curriculum. So one of our faculty members will go down to, will go on these curriculum writing things that will be brought back into the classroom.
Sure.
So it's a wide area, but it's all to find things that we have in common, find ways to do it. And
share everything,
yep.
a collaboration.
Yep.
So where does the funding come from for the crop inputs then? Is that donated from those partnerships?
Yeah, just about everything. There's very small amount that we covered, but really Farmers Union Southern Valley was huge in that.
Mm-hmm.
Minn Kota Ag Products helped us out with some of the costs.
Sure.
Seed,
mm-hmm.
Peterson Farm Seed. So yeah, we don't have a whole lot of input, so we'll be able to reinvest the proceeds from our farm.
That was my next question. So
yeah.
who reaps the rewards then?
Well, hopefully our students.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to purchase equipment that will help us in the classroom, and getting back to, you know, hopefully that will allow more students to be involved in the day-to-day process by having that equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can purchase new precision ag equipment, I mean, that stuff is expensive.
Yep.
Ask any farmer. That stuff is expensive in order to stay on top of it. So we're going to be able to reinvest that back into equipment and travel and things like that our department
mm-hmm.
needs in order to be as good as possible.
Sure. So what would be some of your long-term goals for this project?
Well, we want to keep it as production-oriented as possible, so as realistic as possible. So we plan to continue growing crops in a normal fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, we'll probably throw a monkey wrench in there for our students to diagnose and see where maybe a problem is. But to have it a real productive farm that the students can come back during the summer and do some classes or some field days, go out there and scout hands-on,
sure. yep.
Be involved. That's what we want to do, but we're also going to maintain this 30 acres of demonstration of cover crop and
mm-hmm.
conventional and trying to show some maybe alternative ways that people can find solutions
sure.
to problems.
We're visiting with NDSCS Ag Chair Craig Zimpricht. Craig, how many students are in the Ag Department at NDSCS?
So all told, we've got about 80 students in the Ag Department with our 6 subplans and transfer students. So, yeah, so we've got a nice number.
From across North Dakota, or do some come from a ways away?
We've actually got a student from California in the
group. Really?
So, but we are really defined, you know. A 60-mile radius is you're going to get a real bulk
mm-hmm.
of our students in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. But we do stretch out, you know, all the way across mm-hmm. the state.
Is this year's enrollment in your class is pretty typical? Is it pretty similar to other years?
I would say pretty average.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty average.
It's the hands-on learning that's really important for those students. Craig, anything else you'd like to add here this afternoon?
No, we're just real excited. If people want to drive by and look at it, we're just on the west side of Walmart, you know, on the frontage road there.
In there,
yep,
okay.
Yep, there's a big sign out there, so people can drive by and see what we're doing. And
see what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate you taking some time to join us this afternoon, Craig.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, that's Craig Zimpricht, NDSCS Agriculture Chair.